going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on a busy Thursday afternoon, June 5th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us in the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. President Trump announces a renewed U.S.-China trade talks after that call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, the Chicago Sports Network is expected to launch on Comcast on Friday, ending the blackout for Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox fans. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Mark Gannis, president and co-founder of Sports Court Limited in Chicago. Mark, thank you for joining us today. We will talk about the CHSN agreement in just a couple of minutes, but we do have some breaking news right now. The White Sox announcing today that Jerry Reinsdorf and Justin Ishbia have reached a long-term investment agreement that establishes a framework for Ishbia to obtain a future controlling interest in the club. This could begin as early as 2029, and that window extends to 2033. Mark, your insights, your initial thoughts as you hear about the framework of this deal.
Well, this is something that actually I had heard about a few months ago. It was part of a recapitalization that was done over at the White Sox, where a number of the limited partners were bought out, that wanted to be bought out. Justin Ishbia provided the capital for that. And as part of that deal, that he would be the future control owner of the White Sox when that time would come, under conditions and circumstances that he and Jerry would agree to. They've obviously agreed to those conditions at this point, and when that would occur. And that's really good for both Jerry, the White Sox, and for Justin, who I've had the pleasure of spending some time with. He's a very fine man. Justin and his brother Matt have done some really great things with the assets that the mortgage company their father started. Justin is a Chicagoan, lives in I believe in Winnetka, and a great sports fan. Very big interest in sports, bought a piece of the White Sox, small piece, some years ago. And he clearly has an interest in learning before jumping in. And that's to his great credit. So this is actually a great move for White Sox fans, really smart on Justin's part. And also, give Jerry Reinsdorf tremendous credit. Most people don't have team owners, aren't able to decide their succession. And Jerry is doing that and deciding who will be his successor. And that give him tremendous credit for that also.
Now, the release points out that the Reinsdorf family will remain in control and remain the primary decision makers for the ball club until 2029 at the very least. However, with the Ishbias involved and with the television deal largely settled now with CHSN on Comcast in Chicago, what does this mean as far as their ability to tap the Ishbias money to possibly pay for a new ballpark? That's the first thing. And the second thing, the ability to tap the Ishbias money to pay for free agents who get more expensive as the years go by.
Knowing Jerry Reinsdorf as I do, Jerry is one of the great general partners in all sports, maybe in business. He is very collaborative with his limited partners. So just because Jerry would have, and the Reinsdorf family would have control, does not mean that he would exercise that control without also interacting with Justin in this case and getting his input and his buy-in to whatever decisions Jerry would make. So whatever it is that occurs, I would expect that Jerry will be consulting with and seeking Justin's involvement, even though Jerry has final say for the next X number of years. As far as a stadium is concerned, that certainly would be something that I would expect that Jerry would have Justin very heavily involved, because that's the future. And Justin is going to be the future of this ball club. As far as free agents are concerned and tapping into that money, you know, Jerry has always been moderate with spending on free agents. He understands that baseball is going to go through some real tumultuous times and changes in the next few years as we get to a 2026 new collective bargaining agreement negotiation. So I would not expect that there are going to be major changes in the way the White Sox approach free agency until after a new collective bargaining agreement has been decided on in baseball.
Mark Annis, thank you for joining us and commenting on this breaking news about a framework for a changeover in ownership of the White Sox from the Reinsdorfs to the Ishbias as early as 2029. Mark Annis, president, co-founder, Sports Corp Limited in Chicago.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Trade and jobs are the key economic drivers this week. We welcome in Paul Christopher, who is the head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And let's talk about jobs this week. We had the private payroll report yesterday. We have the government jobs report tomorrow morning coming out 7:30 Chicago and Midwest time. And of course, we have applications for unemployment benefits this week, surprising to the upside.
Yeah, just a little bit. Last week was 240,000, this week 247. But for perspective, if you go back and look at, say, the easiest, most mild recession we've had in the last 35 years, it was the 1991 recession, and claims were much higher than this. So this is not very worrisome. It does give markets, though, a sense that, well, gee, if tomorrow's employment report could be weaker, then maybe we might get a Fed rate cut sooner. That would be a positive for equities.
The trade deficit fell by a record amount in April. And of course, this shouldn't be much of a shock as demand dropped for imports as a result of that tariff announcement at the beginning of April.
Yeah, I think some of that was the tariffs that were sort of cooling demand a little bit. But remember, there was a lot of buying ahead of the tariff announcements, people anticipating tariffs and wanted to get their orders in early. That's why the January net numbers were so huge for imports. And this is just a little bit of what you're seeing is the give back, the balancing out.
And then when it comes to the trade talks between the U.S. and China, a 90-minute call with Chinese Premier Xi Jinping, there will be more talks in the future. And this seems to be a pattern. It's like it seems like there will be talks to agree to continue talking. And at what point do investors want to see results and not just the promise of results?
Well, for right now, talking is a good thing because a few days ago they weren't talking, and that would have been a non-starter, obviously. But yeah, you're right. At some point, let's say in August, when we reach the 90 days from that original trade tariff pause that was reached between the two countries on May the 12th. By August the 12th, 3 months later, right, the 90 days up, we need to see some sort of progress on what we'll be able to buy from China without paying exorbitant prices. And this business about rare earth metals is important, too. Rare earth metals used in everything from our cars to our cell phones. And China has a near monopoly on these metals. And so we need to make sure that we can still get access to those.
And what are the points of leverage between the United States and China? Because it seems like the through line for all of these negotiations, whether it is with China or the European Union, the thing that's underpinning President Trump's belief, it seems like, is that the United States is such a large economy that other countries and other economic blocs have to play by our rules because they don't want to lose access to this enormous market that is the U.S.
Well, right, and that's the Trump administration's approach. They want to negotiate, and they see some good cards in their hand, and that main card, that main ace, is the one you mentioned. The U.S. is the largest economy in the world. We buy a lot of things from a lot of different people, especially China, and trade is much more important to them than it is to us. We also buy a lot of things that are made in this country. So if you start raising tariffs, then U.S. consumers buy less from China. That hurts their economy. It hurts our consumers, but it damages their ability to grow more than it damages ours in all likelihood. But by the Chinese, from the Chinese perspective, well, they have some things like rare earth metals that I just mentioned that we really need. And so are we going to do without those things going forward? We also want to sell them a lot of agricultural products. Well, they'll put tariffs on our soybeans, they'll put tariffs on our corn, and then we won't be able to sell them there. So they have some leverage, we have some leverage. The question is, who's going to blink first?
Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis, thank you for joining us today.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Wolf and Company, a two-story restaurant and coffee shop, will become the first business with direct access to the 606 Trail when it opens later this month in Bucktown. Joining us with the latest is Ali Marotti, restaurants and retail reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Ali, thank you for joining us today. And this is just the latest chapter in a remarkable tale of reinvention for the 606 Trail, because a long time ago, this used to be a piece of railroad land. At one time, it would belonged to the Milwaukee Road, which disappeared into history 40 years ago, repurposed into this biking and running trail. It has boosted the real estate value of the properties adjacent to it. And now this one business hopes it can be a source of business for people who are running and biking and just want a respite.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it's a 2.7-mile trail. Started opening about a decade ago. And this is the first place that you can access directly from the elevated trail. It'll be a coffee shop up on top with a lounge and a patio. There'll be a bar up there so you can grab a cocktail, watch the sunset. And then downstairs, which will be accessible via Western Avenue as well, will be a full-service restaurant and also a specialty market down there with an in-house butcher. Then in the weekends, that patio upstairs will be kind of a full-service restaurant dining area as well.
Now, is this something that was a fairly recent development, or is this an idea that had been kicked around for a long time since the trail was put into place a decade ago, but you just had to really find the way to make it work?
That's a great question. You know, I mean, this trail, they started planning the 606 way more than a decade ago, I think in the early 2000s. So I'm not sure, you know, what those conversations were like back then. But this restaurant will be part of a relatively newish building there on Western that is apartments and four stories above the restaurant. So, you know, they want to cater to kind of the surrounding neighborhood as well, especially with that specialty market, because there's not a convenience store super close there on Western.
Now, it feels like there is some precedent for this idea, whether you're talking about the shops along the Riverwalk in downtown Chicago or Metra. Still, they used to have this option on the weekends on the Heritage Corridor where it was called Bikes and Brews, where you could take your bike on a Heritage Corridor train and then ride up and down the Illinois and Michigan Canal Trail in the southwest suburbs and take advantage of the many breweries that are along the way.
Yeah, that's a really interesting comparison. And, you know, I talked to a real estate expert about this too, just about, you know, this kind of like feeling where you're walking in a park or along the riverfront, or in this case, along the 606. And a lot of people use the 606 to take their morning coffee walks, right? But they're getting coffee before they go up there. You know, I lived right by there for a long time. And when I was up on the 606, if I was going to leave, walk 3 blocks to get coffee, that was it. I wasn't going to go back to the 606, right? And there is a phenomenon that, you know, folks in the real estate world talk about with that, where it kind of breaks up the continuity, you know, and being up on the 606, if you can get that very captive audience there, it will help. All the experts tell me that, you know, right now is a tough time for restaurants. People are peeling back spending at restaurants amid economic uncertainty. And anything you can do as a hospitality business to get people through your door can help. And that's an example.
Ali Marotti, restaurants and retail reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, AI shakes up jobs. And then at 12:49, we'll discuss how the Nintendo Switch 2 is igniting video game industry excitement.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The markets are higher today. They wobbled a little bit. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager at MacroTides.com in San Diego. Jim, thank you for joining us today. And let's talk about that little wobble we saw in the markets about a half hour ago. They were higher to start the session, and then there was a little bit of a sell-off. And did any one specific thing drive that tiny sell-off?
Well, I think the expression tiny is appropriate, Rob. I think some of the tweets that Elon Musk put out expressing his disappointment and somewhat angrily, you know, about the budget bill, he's 100% correct in that the bill increases the deficit for the next 2 years and doesn't really address the primary problem. But I think the market just seeing that split between President Trump and Musk, you know, it seemed to bring some selling in because Tesla stock sold off.
So that explained that little wobble that we saw just a couple of minutes ago. It's always interesting. This is something I've learned, Jim, from doing this program, is that if there is a sudden sell-off intraday, it means either a new report came out, some numbers were released, or in the other case, someone talked. And in this case, someone tweeted.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, Rob, the greatest amount of volume happens in the first 30 to 45 minutes and the last 45 minutes of every trading day. So when news of any type comes out in the middle of the day, when trading is more thin, when the machines kick in, it just has a greater impact on the short-term trade.
And then the other big thing that came out today was the framework for more discussions between the United States and China over trade. This followed a phone call between President Trump and Xi Jinping. And this is a question I asked another guest earlier in the show, Jim, and that is, when do they want to see results? Because right now, it seems like there's a lot of positive momentum just off of the possibility of results.
Yeah, it's a combination. As President Trump levied and raised some heavy-duty taxes or tariffs, and then he rolled them back. And so investors initially responded to that action, and you're 100% right. The assumption here is all this is going to lead to a yellow brick road where all the tariff issues get resolved and happy days are here again. I think that's probably a little optimistic. The expiration date on that 90-day window for everybody but China is July 9th. So my expectation, Rob, is that the market can continue to feed off that as we head into July 9th. What we don't know is, will President Trump pick out individual countries if they don't comply or make good efforts in terms of the trade negotiations? So this whole issue is going to continue to buffet the market. More importantly, the uncertainty, Rob, is causing businesses to pull back on things like hiring, and consumers on spending. So there is a tariff, if you will, on the U.S. economy as these negotiations continue.
We do have the May jobs report coming out tomorrow morning, 7:30 Chicago time is the release. And how much of a market mover could that jobs report be?
It could be. I mean, every month attention is focused on that. I think sometime over the last month, you and I talked, and I referenced a survey of CEOs. In January, 60% of them were planning on increasing hiring. In April, that was down to 30%. So what's happening is we're not seeing layoffs. We're seeing a pullback in hiring, which I think the ADP report yesterday kind of highlighted. So I think the jobs numbers are going to soften in coming months until this gets resolved, Rob. The thing we really do want to watch is layoffs, as that would mark a distinct change. And obviously, it's far more negative for the economy than just a reduction in hirings.
Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager, MacroTides.com in San Diego. Coming up next in Technology Thursday, AI hits the job market, causing losses and a hiring slowdown.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday on the Noon Business Hour. Artificial intelligence is beginning to significantly impact the job market, resulting in losses and slower hiring. We welcome in Shelley Palmer, CEO of the Palmer Group, Professor of Advanced Media in Residence at the Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Shelley, thank you for joining us today. And this is a very good topic, because it seems like any conversation you have with another adult seems to turn to AI, and people say jokingly, well, AI is going to replace us in our jobs anyway. And is that necessarily true? Because in some cases, you see AI as an office assistant, as a productivity tool. And I think other people, in their predictions about how AI is going to upend the jobs market, it's almost like turns into a revenge fantasy the way they tell it.
Well, let's try to put this in perspective. First of all, AI is underhyped, not overhyped. We have never seen a technology ever in our lifetimes that will have a more profound effect on how we do the doing of life and how we do business and how we behave all day long. So, and this is just the beginning. It's nowhere near the end of this game. So first. Secondly, there are going to be job losses, and they're going to be significant job losses, whether they've been felt already. I don't know, to be fair, if you could make that claim, because the technology that really displaces the kind of work that is going to be very quickly displaced hasn't really been around long enough for people to report in that I lost my job to AI. People are certainly going to downsize, and people are certainly going to do that because the tools make the workers more productive. More productive meaning they can get more work done than their competitors can. So somebody who's really good at using and harnessing AI can do 2 years of work in a year. And if you're not capable of doing that, then you're not competitive as a worker. So you're going to see people lose their jobs in that way. But it's pretty early days, and the tools that enhance productivity at that level are really just a few months old. They're here. They're here now. Make no mistake. But they're only a few months old. So I think this might be a lot of data being misinterpreted. But make no mistake, this time next year, you and I are going to have the same conversation. Lots of people are going to have lost their job to AI. And many people will get new jobs because of AI. So, you know, it's going to go both ways.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, define job losses, as in the person will lose their job or the job will disappear. Because I'm thinking in media, go back 45 years in television. If you wanted to have send a news crew out in the field, you had the reporter, but you also had the person operating the film camera, and then a sound person, someone carrying a microphone pack. And of course, now the functions of the film camera and the microphone are together in a smaller solid state device, even an iPhone. The film and sound man, those jobs have been gone for decades, but people are still working.
Yeah, look, phone messages, the little pink phone message pad doesn't exist. You know, there was voicemail and door buzzers replaced receptionists. I mean, that kind of corporate welfare, those kinds of jobs, I think are the very easy ones to understand. The harder ones to understand are people who write advertising copy for a living, people who write catalog copy for a living, people who do jobs that you would have thought were white collar and required a person. Those jobs have never been at risk because it required certain levels of decision making and certain levels of education. If your job is taking a number in a box in Excel and moving it to another box in Excel and writing a narrative about how it got there, writing a sales report, writing a meeting summary, those jobs are all going to go away. And so you're going to lose your job, not to another person, or you're going to lose your job because the job is going to cease to be a job. New jobs are going to happen. You know, prompt engineering, prompt crafting, none of that existed 2 years ago. Nobody thought they could get a job teaching AI or telling AI what to do. So I think we will all adapt, expect very significant job losses, but also I would think, Rob, as in every time in history, and I don't want to sugarcoat it in any way because people are going to lose their jobs, but every time in history that a new technology has come, it's created more jobs than it's taken away. I think this is going to be the same thing. And by the way, discount physical robots, you know, mechanical robots, C-3PO is only a few years away.
Well, good. That's because I needed someone who knew the binary language of moisture evaporators, Shelley.
Oh,
and,
that's it.
I'm very happy that we can. I was in need of a protocol droid, and I'm glad one is on the way. Shelley Palmer, CEO of the Palmer Group, professor of advanced media in residence at the Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Nintendo Switch 2 launches to massive fan hype, triggering shortages and creating the biggest buzz in the video game industry in years. Joining us to discuss is Carl Prouty, the technologist at Apt Electronics in Glenview. Carl, thank you for joining us today. And what's the latest now on this Nintendo Switch 2 hype? It went on sale today, and if you want to be one of the first on your block to own one, are you out of luck?
Well, it looks like we have a couple left in stock. So if anyone out there listening is interested, best way to do it is to either call us up by phone or stop into the store. I'd recommend giving us a call just to make sure that there's stock left. But if we do happen to sell out and you want to order one, you can always do that as well.
Now, this is the sequel to the hugely successful Nintendo Switch, and we may have talked about this before, but how does the Switch 2 differ from the Switch Classic?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways. So the biggest one and what people are talking about the most right now online is the screen and the build quality. So you get a 7.9-inch screen on this one as opposed to a 6.2-inch screen on the old one, which doesn't sound like much, but it makes a big difference in a handheld device like that. And people are just talking about, they really can't stop talking about the build quality of this thing. It just has a much more solid feel than the last generation one. And then you have the Joy-Cons, which are the controllers that attach to it. The new ones attach magnetically, so they don't slide into place. So it's just everything about it is more tactile, is more solid. It just feels better.
Now, some analysts are saying this is the biggest console launch of all time, which is a pretty bold statement because I seem to remember console or at the very least tech hype cycles before. So in your experience, as you mentioned, there are some units still on sale at Apt. How does this one stack up to other console release days?
this really does feel like the biggest thing. I've been at the store for 23 years, so I've seen several versions of the PlayStation launch, several versions of the Xbox launch, and this one just has a different feel to it. And I think it's more accessible. You can bring it with you places, or you can attach it to the docking station and play it on your TV. So it lets you play these high-quality games and get a great-looking screen, even when you're in an airplane, you're at getting a coffee at a coffee shop. So you can bring it with you wherever you're going, which is why people love this thing so much.
You know what's amazing, Carl, is the enduring power, lasting power of Mario Kart. Because I remember playing Mario Kart on my Super Nintendo in the early 90s as a 7th grader and an 8th grader, and I now play Mario Kart on the original Nintendo Switch against my daughters 30 years later. And what is it about that particular game that excites people across the generations?
People are competitive generally by nature, and I think it's such a fun way to be competitive where, you can beat your kids at it, or they might wind up beating you, and everyone's having a good time. And they're little cartoon characters. They look fun. The game is fun. It's not overly complicated, so everyone can play it.
Carl Prouty, the technologist, Apt Electronics in Glenview, thank you for joining us today. If you missed any part of the Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.